What's up, guys? This is Kaylee Johnson here with Digital Journey. If you're a person that's wanting to learn social media, maybe that's just for you personally, maybe it's for your business, this is the right place for you. Hey, everyone. Today, we are joined by Benjamin Brown. Thank you so much for coming on.
Always glad. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So Benjamin is a sales expert, author, and speaker. He's worked in sales for over 23 years and is the owner of 360 Sales Consulting, which is a company that specializes in boosting sales for businesses of any size and industry. So really, really wide range there. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into sales? How did you get into the place where you are today?
Well, basically, in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to explain to you how simple sales can be and actually following a process and implementing and practicing it. You can make sales so simple, whether in your life or in your business, to convert and make more sales. So I got into sales basically by accident in the gym business from being recruited, just like acting. I tell a lot of analogies how acting and dating is in sales. So people have to get it and understand what sales is all about. Sales is simple, but it's not easy. So people always try to think about the hard part of sales, which actually is, and once you understand the nuance of it is, then you're able to understand how it works. So over the years, working in various industries, working at different levels as far as management, team building, hiring for salespeople, I started about 6 years ago, started my consultancy firm since I had the vastness of experience, putting together the 10-step process, which is every sale is based on 10 steps. And putting it together and then started testing it in a pilot program. After about 6 months, I found out that most of the people that qualified for the program or what I was doing was generating normally between 20 to 60% more sales. It's because they had a great product, a great service, but they couldn't sell. So, Kaylee, the thing is, the sales is a language, right?
Okay.
So it's just like speaking Spanish. So most people are talking at people, explaining what they do, things of that nature, but they're not selling. So what I have to explain to people what a sale actually is, and once they understand that, concept changes. And a lot of people don't like sales is because mostly self-esteem reasons. People have very little self-esteem these days and can't take rejection.
Very true.
And that's part of the game. And so being able to do that, 80% of sales is confidence. 80%. In the beginning, working with people, the first thing I normally have to do is work on their confidence and being able to understand that and realize that once they get confidence from me and working with me, the difference in me is that you work directly with me. It's not like it's a program or like, I have the book, Master Your Art of Closing a Sale, gives you a guide, but sales is a skill. How do you learn a skill?
You have to practice.
Hands on.
Right.
Right. So that's why people, you can never practice on clients. They'll never give you feedback.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
So when you work with a sales or a sales mentor, it's the role playing of figuring out what you're doing wrong on a regular basis, practicing that over and over again to build your confidence. And that would increase your sales and also ability to even do outbound call. Because most people just like the inbound. So I didn't grow up with that. I grew up with a black phone and a notebook back in the days, no computers, no laptops, no cell phones, and just straight doing $180 a day. And I did that for 3 years straight. So that was like boot camp.
So you started from the basics and moved on up to this point.
Yes. So, a lot of people are not willing to do outbound calls.
Right. Well, it's intimidating. You know, you look at it and you're like, where do I start? You know, when I started my business, the thought of it was so overwhelming. And, you know, you have to warm up to it and be like, you know, it's okay. People sometimes aren't going to answer. People are sometimes going to be rude. And that's okay. You know, but you need to keep going with it.
So the three things in sales you must do in a sale is that you got to know where you're going. You have to listen. And you have to be confident. Now, you have to know where you're going. You have to know what you're going to say. So anytime that you're bumbling your words, your confidence level drops and the client doesn't believe you.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that people have to do in the beginning. So when we role play, you go through that and I'm analyzing exactly what you're doing wrong.
That's great. That's awesome. So you said confidence is one of the biggest things that you find. What's a tip you give someone if they're struggling with their confidence or their self-esteem and coming to, oh, I just can't do sales? You know, some people are like, I can't do it. I can't learn. You know, what would you say to someone who presents themselves that way?
Okay. I'll give them an analogy. Do you have children? Are you around children?
Yes. Yeah, I have a bunch of siblings.
Okay, so when they go around and they ask you to pick them up, 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 what is that?
Continuing to ask. Yeah.
That's a close. We're all born to sell. You want milk, you want to get something, you're selling. When you go in a store, when you're dating, you're selling. Everything goes around selling, right? So when people say, I can't do it, you're doing it every day. You just don't know.
There's transactions being made around you all the time. It's just taking notes from that.
Well, it's a little bit more complicated than that, but getting people to realize that you're already in the system. So what I do is wake you up in the matrix, because after working with me only for 30 days, people go, oh, now I know what you're trying to do. Now I get it. I'm like, yes, it's around you the whole time, right? Plus, people don't know you can go into a store and you can negotiate, you can sell, get discounts on everything, because everything is actually a sale. We live in a Western civilization where we have to go earn it. If you don't have the money to pay for it, you leave it alone. No, but you can ask for it, which in other civilizations, third and fourth, third world countries, it's all about negotiation. But
that's,
in America,
that's so true.
The only thing we negotiate is cars and houses, and people don't like to buy houses. I mean, and cars is just frustrating, but you're doing it on a regular basis. If you go to India, if you go to Israel, those cultures always negotiate. It doesn't matter what they're selling. It's part of their culture. They're always
selling. I'll tell you an interesting story. I grew up in Macedonia, third world country right above Greece. And so I grew up bartering. You know, you didn't necessarily have a place like Kroger or Walmart. You would go to the market, and that's how you would barter. Well, when I came back to America around 5 years old, I walked into Walmart, had something I wanted, and I went up to the cashier and started bartering with them. And my mom was like, Kaylee, this is not how this works over here. You can't just go and be like, no, I'm not paying this price. Give it to me for $1.10 cheaper. You know, so I think, you know, and then when I go overseas now and go with people and I'm in the market, they grab me and they're like, hey, you know how to barter. You know, will you come and get me this item 40% off? They know I'm a tourist. And I'll be like, sure. You know, and it's being confident in building those skills. And you know what you're doing. You've practiced enough. And it's the art of being able to walk away from a sale in order to say, no, I know what my product is worth. I know what my service is worth.
You know that, because what happens is, I say in the end, you go to college, you go to school, you go to work for someone. Then you start your own business. In business, like Mark Cuban said, the first thing you need to learn how to do is sell. But the problem is your muscle has atrophied so many years from a child into an adulthood. That your confidence level is done. So when you start your business, you're not even asking. You're worried about your website, your business cards, your marketing. How am I going to get the low hanging fruit? How get just people just click and buy like everyone else? No. So you have to learn how to actually sell and turn that back on, because your parents told you, like you said, in the Walmart, can't do that. But you actually can. You actually can. I was out hanging out this weekend, and the guys were with me, and I was like, went in stores, and there was prices right there, and we negotiated and got 30% off, you know?
That's awesome.
People just don't ask. They don't ask.
We do that. I do that sometimes when I'm going into like a Home Depot if I'm trying to buy a refrigerator. I normally do it with bigger items. And it's like, excuse me, there's a small scratch here. I want 10% off. And they look at you and they go, yeah, we can do that. You know, and it's like, Yes, exactly. And it's, again, like you're saying, that confidence. And if they say no, being like, okay. And a lot of times, oh, okay, come on back. You know, we can give you 10% off, you know, because people want to make that sale.
So that's why what I teach in the number of steps, there's 10 steps in every sale, but not every company or product needs those 10 steps. But it's 10 steps in there. So that's why when I do the book, once you know the 10 steps, I'm able to customize it based upon your product or service.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. I don't care whether it's a Learjet, refrigerator, toaster. It's the same thing. It's a process. So when people work with me that's been in sales for number of years and they came from this background to this background. They learned how to sell. I'm like, no, simplify. Just same process, just input the product or service into that.
So it's, would you say sales are the same for selling a product and a service, or are they different?
So what is the purpose of a sale? You were going to ask me that, right?
Right. Yes.
So what do you think the purpose of a sale is?
To close the deal. No. Okay.
Right. Again, it's more simpler than that.
More, what would it be?
So the purpose of a sale is to get someone to move. Click on this, go here, scroll here, give me your email, answer this question, call this number, all these little baby steps in a progression towards helping you with a product or service that you might want or need. If I turn that want, that need into a want, it basically means it's going to sell because people buy what they want, not what they need.
True.
So analyzing that. So being able to get someone to move is the quintessential part of sales. So if not, then you're talking at someone. You're just trying to close.
And no one wants to be talked at. No one wants to be talked at.
So most of the time, if you don't know what you're doing, that's what you're doing. You're alienating yourself and your potential client if you don't know how to sell. So it's a number of baby steps in the process, 10-step process that you go through. So in the end, when you learn how to sell properly, who's the most important person in the sales process? Is it the seller or is it the buyer?
The buyer. Really? How so?
I have what you want or need. I have to figure out if you qualify to waste my time to get what I need to help you. I'm not trying to sell you. I'm trying to figure out because I have other people I can help. So I'm qualifying you most of the time to figure out if I can help you rather than trying to sell you.
That makes sense. Yeah, one thing we always do when we have a call at Digital Journey is, you know, if you're not right for this program, we don't want you to pay for it. You know, we have people, we want this to be, since ours is also a group coaching company, you know, we want it to be that you're going to be a right fit for this and that you're going to see results. Because this isn't just about, at least for Digital Journey, this isn't just about making money for us. You know, money's great. You know, it's needed, but we want to see changes in our customers and we want to see a good fit for them. So that makes sense. Like they need to want the service.
Hence the bottom line, getting more clients and referrals. Step number 10, the end of the sale is getting a referral or testimonial. It's not getting the money. So I teach that because if you generate that on a regular basis, when I work with clients, I figure out based on their system, what they're using, and I figure out where the money's going to come to pay for me first before I do anything. And what that means is by finding the money that you're missing, that helps pay for your coach. So 9 times out of 10, I tell people, you're not going to pay for me, your next potential client.
Exactly. Yeah, and so many people that come through our program, you know, while they're in the program, they're like, yeah, I've already made my money back double. And it's like, exactly. So it, when you think about it, the course didn't cost you anything because you're already, it helped you so much. It propelled you on so much. So being able to say, you know, your next customer is paying for it. I like that angle. That's a good way to think of it.
Absolutely. That's what it's about. If you look at network marketing, that's their sales system that works based purely on referrals and referrals, right?
Yes.
Don't market. Yes. It's just the next person that finds the next person and you pay a percentage of that person to refer you. That's all that is.
Well, and so much nowadays, especially when you get into online marketing and social media, it's just buy the product. And there's so many different products out there. You know, you're not the only one in your field selling what you're offering.
Right.
And so it's like, what makes you stand out? And referrals are one of those main ways. That's how I get most of my business is through referrals because people want to be able to trust you. They want to be able to know if my friend has gotten the results, I can trust this person. And my friend's not going to refer me to this person if they haven't gotten the results. So it's that trust building thing, which is lost today in the digital landscape. A lot of times, you know, it's sales is being pushed so much. And it's just my product's the best without any proof or reasoning why.
People Because the ultimate thing of a sale is to help someone. And most people are not helping, they're selling. Telling, not selling.
Exactly. And that's a game changer. One thing I like to say is like authenticity is key. Because people are going to be able to pick up and see, are they trying to sell me a product just to make them money, or do they want to see me succeed? And if you're wanting to see the person succeed and grow, that's how you're going to get referrals versus people thinking they're just trying to get my money. Why would I want, why would I want to refer my friend to them when they're just going to try to take my friend's money?
Well, the thing also is that people that can sell have the choice whether to use it for good or bad.
Yes.
And so 100%. Most people only identify the bad. They don't identify the good. And so that's why they have a negative connotation when it comes to sales. So most of the time when I work with individuals, I have to get that out of their mind as well.
Right. Get out the common stereotype between sales and put into what it could be.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful thing when it's done right.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I know I learned a lot, and I know my listeners especially are going to really take into use some of the things you've taught us today. Where can we find you? Where can they reach out to you if they're wanting to hear more about your program?
Three ways they can do that. First of all, is I made a link, make it easy for people to get in contact with. It's a URL. It's called Meet with Benjamin. So you click on that, you can actually schedule a call for an assessment. My website is 360 Sales Consulting, and the books on Amazon is called Master the Art of Closing the Sale by Benjamin Brown on Amazon. But Meet with Benjamin .com is basically what call to action where people can schedule a call, sit down, and actually get an assess everything. So, Kaylee, based on everything, what was the two biggest things that you learned in the call today?
The two biggest things. So, first one would probably be the seller is the important one because they have to need that, and they need to find that aspect of that. And then, outbound calls aren't done. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one in my industry that does outbound calls, and it's encouraging to hear, okay, other people are doing it too.
Absolutely. You have to do that in order to sustain, because what happens, competition, all these things that are coming in the market, most people don't start focusing on sales until something tragic happens with the business.
Yes.
They don't look at growth. They look at repairing something that was damaged.
Exactly.
And so that's when my phone rang, is when they are on the downside, I knew we had to do something. When if you knew how to do it from the beginning, it could be a whole lot easier.
Very true. Well, we'll link all of that stuff down below. So if you're driving, mowing the lawn, doing laundry, don't worry about stopping. Keep on going with that. We'll link it all down below. Benjamin, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It was a pleasure to have you.
Awesome. You guys, make sure you sign up, click and subscribe, and get the links in the digital journey with Kaylee.
Awesome.
Just, pull over on side of the road and get it done. That's how you do it.
Great. Thank you so much.